Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight on That Kevin Show, super journalist John Solomon, super comedian Kelly Collette, super songwriter Corey Asbury, super model Elizabeth Pipko, and the super weird Alfred Yankovic. And now, live from Times Square, where Bradley Cooper's new fake nose has been confused for the shark fins of Jamaica Bay, here's that Kevin!
I did not even know that that was a controversy, that Bradley Cooper's, he's doing some sort of biopic on Bernstein, and he got a prosthesis, and it looks like a shark fin. And there's people that are not very happy about it. So, anyway, we've got lots of important things to get to this evening on That Kevin Show. Thank you. Welcome to the weekend. Very glad to have you. It is an interesting time in the election cycle of 2024 because the teeth is getting bared and the people are having their opinions be floated out there. And this week, like the last several, ending the week on kind of a controversial note, the former president, number 45, Donald Trump, rumored to be a fan of this show, said that he is not going to participate in the debates this coming week. August 23rd is the first one. Fox News is hosting it, and it's kind of being seen as a thumb in the eye to both the Republican National Committee and of Europe by the American soldier. We'll be in the American cemetery on July 4th. What a special kind of sacred moment that's going to be. And then we're going to spend some time. We'll do some wine tastings. There'll be some other things that'll go on in the Normandy area. And then we'll wrap up the trip in Paris where we will see what the liberation of that city looked like. And we'll end on a beautiful night on the Seine River, having dinner on a dinner cruise together on the Seine River as we go down the heart of Paris. It should be a lovely time. If you have not yet held your spot, we originally had 44 spots. There are now only 31 spots left, maybe 30 actually at this point. So we need you to reserve yours. And by the way, the group that's doing this has done a bunch of these tours. They've got a bunch of them scheduled for next year. And this is the last one with any seats on it. And they've already had more than 1,000 people try to take this tour. So if you want to come see the memorials of World War II, if you want to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Europe and the really the freedom of the world, and you want to do that with me, then go to thatkevintour.com. 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 And put your deposit down. There's payment plans. There's plenty of ways to get this taken care of. And it's not until late June next year when we leave. So you've got plenty of time to plan for it. But go put your deposit down and hold your seat, because once they're gone, and they won't be coming back. All right. I believe it or not, even with the mugshot and the arrest and the debate, on Friday afternoon, this story came across my desk, and I thought, this is what I have to talk about this weekend on that Kevin show. Friends, we've entered a period of time where there are signs all around us that the ones who wish our form of representative government, they wish it dead. In fact, they hope that it won't survive this presidential term. Joe Biden starting to say the quiet part out loud, talking about what a great day it would be for you to give money to his campaign. And he released that tweet at the very moment that Donald Trump was being arrested in Georgia. At the very moment he sends out a tweet and says, what a perfect day, what a great day it would be for you to give a donation to my campaign. How much more does that need to, can that sink in that for you to understand that this is a man who's prosecuting his political enemy, just like Marx or Stalin, and what he is doing at the end of the day is saying, those who really want to be on the inside, you really should give me money. And this is the extortion racket that the Biden family's been about. But now he's doing it in office. Now he's doing it with his eyes wide open and the whole nation watching. If you want to be on my good side, if you want to be one of the good guys, give money to my campaign. But it's not just the administration. It's all of the left across the country. And there's two more stories I want to get into. One is in Montgomery County, Maryland, where this week an Obama appointee judge made the determination that parents who are uncomfortable with what is going to be taught in their school this year, this fall, just a couple of weeks from now, they are not allowed. Listen to this. Listen very carefully. Stop doing whatever else you're doing and listen to me on this. The parents that are concerned about what I would consider to be pornographic and inappropriate material being brought into the elementary school that their children attend were told by an Obama-appointed judge that they are not allowed to exempt their children from the classes where the material will be covered. Now, just who the hell does this judge, do these teachers, do the superintendent at that school think they are? I don't care if it's about LGBTQ stuff or if it's about pickup trucks. If I don't want my child to be there in attendance on that day to observe whatever you're teaching them simply for no reason at all, because I'm the parent, I have the right to do that. You have zero rights to my child's mind, heart, body, and custody. And the real insidious thing about this is that the superintendent defied these parents, fought them hard. When they took it to court, I'm sure that the parents thought, surely the court will find reasonableness in this and that they will side with a parent's right to determine their child's future. No, the judge didn't. Now, is this going to go on appeal? I hope so. Will it go up the chain? I hope so. Can we get a Supreme Court precedent from this? I don't know. Maybe. But by the time all of that happens, do you know how much time we have lost in the process? I don't care what other issue you have on the ballot this year. This is an issue that if you don't see the difference in Joe Biden and his administration and Donald Trump and what he and his judges and his appointees will do for the future of your children, for the future of the welfare of your family, just for the ability for you to say what you want your kids to be involved in, you need to vote, and you need to vote against the group that is doing what that judge did, and that's the current administration. There's one more story I want to get to, and it's kind of similar in form, but you'll see the general idea here, and it has to do with parents being told that they couldn't walk into their local public school. This was I don't have the town in front of me, but there were parents that had problems with what was going on in their school. Their children had said, you know, we're not comfortable. This doesn't seem right, blah, blah, blah. So the mom and dad show up to see for themselves what's going on. They were told by the school that unless they signed an NDA, they would not be given access to the school. Think about that. A public school that claims the best welfare for your children won't let you see your child unless you agree not to tell the public what you observe them doing with your child when you go in? As I said before, who in the hell do these people think they are? As far as I'm concerned, there are many issues on the ballot by which we need to be voting this coming election. But in terms of the rights of parents and the rights of children to have the innocent childhood that their parents want them to have, there is no bigger issue on the ballot than what's going to happen in these school boards with these judges and the judges that need to be appointed to replace the ones that are creating these problems. Friends, it is an anathema to everything that America stands for to watch these freedoms be slipping away. And not really slipping away. Joe Biden looking you in the face, laughing at you, saying, today would be a good day for you to give me some money. I'm Kevin McCullough. We've got a big show for you. And Oliver Anthony, you know that singing sensation with the funny little exciter guitar? He joins us tonight. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, very glad to have you with us and very thankful to have some really good expertise to evaluate the debate and the non-debate that took place this week. My next guest is someone who not only was responsible for setting a few of these things up, he's probably very glad that he's no longer responsible for that thing. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary for President Trump, and before that, press secretary at the Republican National Committee. Sean, it's good to have you back.
Always good to be with you, Kevin. Yeah, you're right. I was glad to be an observer and not have sort of having to worry about the logistics. It was fun. I was there, as you know, for my new show, the Sean Spicer Show, which is on iTunes and YouTube. But it was fun to be able to cover it.
Yeah.
And we broke it down this morning in Milwaukee with a bunch of the top operatives that were there, which was kind of cool because I got to ask the questions instead of being on the receiving end.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's do a couple of things here in our time together. First of all, what I am discerning from some of the people that I'm speaking with is that the performance of Vivek Ramaswamy, depending on your age and station in life, came across very differently. Ed Morrissey,
You nailed it. It's amazing. I mean, I've had this discussion twice, and you nailed it. That's exactly what's happening right now. It depends on who you are, how old you are, where you live.
I think mainstream kind of establishment types think he kind of seemed like a kid that didn't really, you know, was just kind of punch drunk, didn't really know what he was doing. And what I'm hearing from millennials and younger is that his concise, to-the-point answers were things that they're looking for. His not being owned by a donor is kind of an attractive quality. And in some ways, he was the most Trumpian of all of the people that were on the stage last night.
Absolutely, yeah. It was the outsider, the guy, as you said, I'm not a politician. And ironically, I think that's what a lot of folks want right now. And that's, I mean, it's the younger Trump version of... You know, the thing that was interesting is he was playing that role, but obviously Trump wasn't on stage, so there's a lot of question about what would have happened if Trump had been there and actually been like, hey, I'm the guy that did that.
Right.
I'm still the outsider. But you're right. He played that role. I think for a lot of older Midwesterners, especially people who go to the caucus, I will be interested to see how they interpret what I think a lot of people are saying was a lack of respect. That doesn't mean that you couldn't play the role of the outsider, but I think calling the former vice president Mike might have gone over a little, you know, disrespectful to some older establishment types.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I think what we are watching happen, Sean, and it's a combination of factors. It's Vivek in the debate itself. It's Trump forgoing the debate and having 200 million viewers of his interview with Tucker Carlson simultaneously. There's a new landscape. Your new television show is exclusively on online outlets. The world is getting its information and watching this stuff in very different ways than it was before. And on top of all that, I saw some stuff from my friend Steve Dace and Bob Vanderplatz in Iowa this week that said, you know, Iowa's wide open and, you know, that everyone's going to have to earn the vote. And I'm thinking to myself, but Trump lost Iowa in 16 and he won the presidency and he won it in 20 and lost the presidency. What kind of upside down, topsy turvy universe do we live in, Sean Spicer, that you can pretty much throw out all of the traditional ideas and it might not matter until we actually get to Election Day?
Yeah, well, I mean, the answer is I don't know because of what you're exactly talking about, right? I mean, you think about the places that we're getting our media from. This is part of the reason I joined independent media is because I don't want to be bound by a corporate entity that can tell me what to put on or when to do it. So we just literally take the Sean Spicer Show for today. And like I said, you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on YouTube. But the point is that I don't feel bound to a network,
right,
or an outlet. And so I can talk to the guests that I want about the subjects that I want. You're watching, you know, stations and outlets proliferate. I mean, the Daily Wire, the First, all of these things are moving because people are saying, I'm not, my questions, my thoughts, my priorities, my ideas aren't doing this. And then you get a guy like Ramaswamy who's saying, I'm 38 years old, I've never been part of this before, and yet he's number two in the polls, right? The traditional grip on things is gone. And I think whether it's media or social platforms or candidates, it's the norms that bound us are continuing to get pulled apart. It started with Trump, and it keeps unwinding.
I think that's one of the reasons why no matter how much Chris Christie or Mike Pence or to some degree even Nikki Haley flailed last night, they weren't able to land any of those real championship blows. Somebody who needed to, and in my estimation did not, was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I don't think he had a bad night, but in terms of the distance between him and President Trump right now, he has a gargantuan chasm to cross, and I think that Trump last night, by not being there and doing his separate interview, I think he's distanced himself from the pack a little bit more. You probably didn't get to see it until after you got back to your hotel room. But what did you make of his interview with Tucker reached more viewers than all of the debates combined in the 2020 cycle?
Yeah, but that was the point of it, right? And that's the nut of this, which is that last night's debate was a great show. I don't think it moved the needle with anybody. In a substantial way. Trump's going to continue to lead by 50 points. Last night was more, remember, it was a taped interview. This was about making sure that everybody understood, hey, I'm still in charge. I still command the biggest audience. You guys go have fun doing what you're doing. And the point was made, the largest debate prior to, we don't have the numbers today, but it was 17 million in 2015. Within the first 2 minutes, the interview on Twitter had tens of millions.
Right.
And so, look, the world is upside down. Trump is still the injured pound gorilla. And I think one of the things that I will harken back to how you started this with respect to Ramaswamy, there were different audiences. Last night, DeSantis was playing big donors that are funding a super PAC and saying, stick with me. Keep sending me money. I just need to keep going. And that's the difference, is that we're different audiences digesting the debate last night.
Did Vivek get a job in the future Trump administration last night?
Sure. I talked to Don Jr. right after the debate. They were all speaking highly. I think he likes it. I just don't know that Vivek wants one, but you got a guy that just built billion-dollar companies. Does he really want to go in and run the Department of Commerce? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I also don't know that he wants to be a number two, but look, stranger things happen. I was part of the Trump administration. We had a lot of folks from different backgrounds that shook things up. Maybe he does. I think he'd be great in government for a certain roles. But the one other thing is that we're way early. This is still preseason, man. We're 5 months away from the Iowa caucuses on January 15th. We got another debate coming up on September 27th at the Reagan Library. Trump will not be there for that. You can take that to the bank. But I think these guys are continuing to inch forward. I think the field also got winnowed last night. Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum, I don't think are going to see the stage.
Yeah.
I do think that Chris Christie, is going to have a hard time moving forward because I don't think even the kamikaze mission that he was on really landed last night. Even with the never Trumpers, I don't think he had the opportunities that he was hoping for to get those one-liners across.
Yeah, no, I think that you're exactly right. Sean Spicer, appreciate your analysis. You served our country quite well in the administration of number 45, and I'm grateful to have you in the media speaking truth to power as often as you can and now in an independent way. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I always appreciate your friendship and support.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people are dead after a shooting inside a Dollar General store in Jacksonville on Saturday afternoon. The sheriff says a white shooter left behind a manifesto showing a racial motivation. A shooting at a Boston parade left seven people injured. Two people were taken into custody. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is ordering flags lowered to half-staff Saturday to mark 2 years since 13 Americans died during the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan. Bob Barker died Saturday at the age of 99. Barker hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. Gran Turismo is off to a fast start at the box office. The racing film, based on a true story, earned $8.5 million on its opening day and could rake in another $6 million over the weekend, but it's expected to face a battle from Barbie for the top spot. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very pleased to welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone my next guest. She is a senior policy analyst for the Independent Women's Forum. Please welcome Carrie Sheffield. Hello, Carrie.
Good to be here.
It's always good to talk to you. This week, the debate and the interview that President Trump conducted kind of went off simultaneously. I think it was within the first 5 minutes of the broadcast on Fox News that Trump had already crossed 5-6 million viewers on Tucker Carlson's channel on X, and I think that it was off to the races. By the next day afternoon, there were well over 212 million people that had viewed that interview. I'm just curious, in your overall sense of election cycles and debates and how it all plays, what were your general impressions of the debate this week?
I think overall, I mean, Trump is a mold breaker, obviously. So he broke the mold when it comes to debates. I've never seen anything like this where the front runner refuses to come on stage, but he's that much far ahead where he has that leeway to do that. And that's what I thought was interesting, because it strategically, just the upside versus the downside potential for him to be on that stage to allow someone like Chris Christie or Asa Hutchinson to try to go after him, it didn't look like it would be empowering for him. And so I completely understand why he did it. I would personally put the caveat on the number of views. Those things can be fudged a little bit, not to mention how do you measure and how long. Are you talking about a half second view versus, you know, Nielsen has a much more standardized rating system. So I'm not as convinced on that, especially because algorithms can be sort of, as we know, for better or for worse, manipulated. So I don't know what the true figure is in terms of impact compared to a traditional broadcast viewer, but clearly there was a massive appetite for what President Trump had to say. So I think overall, President Trump was the winner of the night. And then as far as the debate is concerned, though, I think Vivek Ramaswamy was the winner on the stage. And I've been following him for a while, and full disclosure, I actually put money on him, maybe a few weeks ago on the predicted markets, because we've known him at Independent Women's Forum. We gave him our Gentleman of Distinction Award last fall. I've been so impressed with him. I think he is truly a mold breaker, kind of like how President Trump is a mold breaker. So I wasn't surprised to see, I was shocked in the sense of how much Ron DeSantis was untouched, even though he's nominally the front runner, and it's how they were all going after Vivek. It really, to me, became a battle between establishment versus insurgent in the case of Vivek.
Yeah, essentially Trumpism, because his policies seem to very much reflect that of President Trump. And he's made the kind of strategic decision through all of the indictments to rally to Trump's side and to condemn the Justice Department and the prosecutors very, very strongly from the campaign trail. His fellow running mates have not seen their way as clear to do that, especially as forcefully as he has. He's called whole press conferences just to condemn the indictments against President Trump. I am curious, and I'm pretty familiar with the Nielsen process and the way this is calculated. It's interesting because my bride and I sat in the living room. We started the debate, jumped over to the Tucker interview, watched that in its completion, went back and finished the hard drive recording for the debate. I watched both fully, but we only got one credit in the watching the interview section because we had it up on the screen. We were both in the room, whereas the Nielsen recorded that as a household, and I'm gonna just disagree slightly with you. I think it's a pretty on target type of measurement. And when you think about the opportunity, even if it's just raw views, to put 200 million eyeballs plus onto your message for the night without having Chris Christie nipping at your ankles. I mean, that's a stroke of genius, I think, in this day and age.
It was, absolutely disruptive. And, I guess the other flip side of what you're saying, though, is, like, what if I get my phone, my laptop, my iPad, that three views versus
right.
I'm one person? So that therein lies sort of the black box of metrics. And we know the dark arts of you can put that in any medium in that way. But I agreed on principle, though, that what Trump did was very innovative, and it is where the future is. That people are cutting the cord.
The networks are not going to be nearly as important 4 years from now, and they're going to be less important this year than they were 4 years ago. She's Carrie Sheffield. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. We've got a lot more to get into. I want to know how you rate the discussion about all of the issues as women saw them last night. Stay with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we're back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, always pleased to have you with us. It was a big night. Ron DeSantis, Carrie Sheffield from Independent Women's Forum. What happened to DeSantis? Why did he just kind of go invisible last night?
So my theory on that, without any inside knowledge, is that he felt, I think, a little bit boxed in because of what happened with the leak of this campaign memo from the PAC. Because that memo said, hammer Vivek. Hammer this, hammer that, go on the attack dog, be an attack dog. So he was kind of constrained that if he actually did any of that, whether or not he was planning to do that on his own, separate from the PAC, then Vivek would bring up the document which he did not. Nobody else brought it up on stage either, in part because I think he felt like he couldn't, that if he did, he would then be accused of being that puppet of the pact.
Everybody else got the memo and carried it out because it was pile on Vivek all night long.
Yeah, and that's where I think it really became Vivek as the torchbearer for Trump, that it really became establishment versus insurgent again in the same way that Trump did that in 2016.
VP material?
It's funny to see him say, oh, I would never do that. I'm only running for first. Of course he has to say that. But I have a hard time thinking he would say no to the fact that he could be one heartbeat away from the presidency. So I think he would be a fantastic VP. The other possibilities, if he says no, is if he is the czar of government deforestation, basically, and trimming all of the fat in the bureaucracy. Maybe that's his special role. I don't know. That's the only other role I can think of, but why not have that just be the VP?
Yeah, no, that could be, well, and we can give the VP any job you want because they don't, you know, to quote Hamilton, have a real job anyway. So the idea that these candidates were trying to connect with different audiences, I thought Nikki Haley had a couple of shining moments. I thought she and Tim Scott actually represented South Carolina very well. I don't think either one of them have a shot particularly of winning South Carolina because they cancel each other out in their home state. And that is the all-important third primary that whoever wins it for the Republicans becomes the nominee for the party. But overall, the women's issues and what moms and women are looking for in the 2024, not just candidate, but president, did you see it represented either in Trump or in the men on the stage last night?
I think in general, from a policy standpoint, any of those candidates would be, and more importantly, the people they would bring into the White House with them would be light years ahead of who's there now.
Correct.
So in that respect, hands down, it was a win on the policy front as far as moving things more in a freedom direction. I did appreciate that Nikki Haley talked about, the $30 trillion in debt, and she said we need an accountant in the White House. It was interesting to see a focus group. I know it's not scientific, but it was CNN. They had a focus group of Iowa Republican primary tax voters, and the first place winner was Vivek, and second place was Nikki. And so I agree with you. I think she had some strong moments. She brought up, and Tim Scott, actually, I think it was Tim Scott that brought up, if you're born a male, you compete against males in sports. That's what you do. That's how I was raised. And that's a key issue for us in an Independent Women's Forum and the legislation we're pushing forward. We just got signed into law with Governor Stitt in Oklahoma, the Women's Bill of Rights that protects women's prisons, women's sports, women's shelters. Just recognizes under the Equal Protection Clause that there are biological distinctions between men and women. It defines what a woman is. We answer that question, what is a woman? And Tim Scott, I was glad that he brought that up.
I sense that the majority of the people on that stage probably agree, although Chris Christie has said some troubling things in the last year or so that just didn't seem to make any sense at all. And I understand why his ratings are higher amongst Democrats than they are Republicans at present. What else do you think people were looking for from last night's debate? And do you think that the field has, or this week's debate, and has the field winnowed at all? Will we not see all of those people back on the stage in September?
As I understand it, the RNC is increasing the polling threshold. I think it was 1% in a certain number of national, and I believe it's going to go up to 4%. So I think from their perspective, they do want to winnow it. So I think we probably will, probably the people on the wing. So Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson, Burgum, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, gone, probably, most likely. It'll be, what'll be interesting is that even if they're not on the stage, they could still have the polling. So I don't think we'll necessarily have them dropping out. People are stubborn. And so we'll see. But I think overall it was definitely, like I said, a victory for just making the case that anybody on there is a way better alternative to Joe Biden.
What did you make of angry Mike Pence? Now, I got to say before I let you answer that I have known Mike and advocated for him and worked on his behalf from the time he was a congressman. I thought he was a wonderful congressman from Indiana. I thought he did a marvelous job as governor. I thought he was a good vice president. I'm sad that he and President Trump had a parting of the ways over January 6th, and, you know, hurt feelings seem to carry on and linger. But I did not understand angry Mike Pence. That's never been his persona.
Yeah, and just knowing what I know, I don't know him as well as you do. I don't think I've ever met him. I know some other members of his family, but it didn't fit who his persona is. And I think that was this weird dichotomy, because on the one hand, he was trying to preach the Reagan shining city on a hill, but then on the other hand, he's trying to be Mr.
Stop
Cross.
It, Vivek. Stop it.
Get off my lawn, basically. And I thought what I thought was the most interesting exchange between those two was when Vivek was saying, you're using a 1980s songbook, and America's not what it used to be, in the sense that it's true. Like, I'm a grandma millennial. I like to joke, I'm on the older end of millennials. Millennials, Gen Z, look at our mental health. Like, we're this gender dysphoria stuff. It's a mental health issue. It's a cultural issue. The fact that it's contagion among these young girls who feel like they need the social validation, the spiritual decline, the lack of spiritual participation. Mental health is spiritual health. And Vivek encapsulates that so well in a way that Mike Pence seemed to be in a bubble. And I agree, the aspirations that Mike Pence was expressing is what we aim for, but I think Vivek is much more of a realist. And that's ultimately what I found in this intergenerational struggle, was that Vivek seemed to be more mature because he was explaining the problem much more articulately than
with fewer words. You know, I felt like, yeah, Mike Pence was stuck in 1986 for some reason. Carrie Sheffield, always appreciate your hard work with the Independent Women's Forum, and thank you for spending some time with us. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
We'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Up until 2 weeks ago, nobody even knew his name, but then he was invoked this week at the debate. Ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Anthony.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for both pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge round. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Your dollar ain't it, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
The rich men north of Richmond. And as Martha McCallum pointed out on Fox News at the debate this week, Washington, D.C. sits nearly 100 perfect miles north of Richmond. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big second hour for you. More debate analysis, this time from a mom who's getting activated and trying to make the world a better place, Jacqueline Toberoff. And more from Oliver Anthony. He has a new single out in hour two. Get that as well. Stay here.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag new music spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.